Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have some dialogue, discussion, your input, as one put it on several occasions, put in your 2 cents worth. We'd love to hear from you. If you are questioning what he said, I'd love to know what your position is, why you think otherwise. If you're interested in the dialogue and discussion, if you're concerned about the direction of our nation, I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, primarily because if we see our First and Second Amendments eviscerated, if we see our First and Second Amendments wiped out, then, ladies and gentlemen, we will be destroyed as a nation. We'll no longer have the freedom of religion. We'll no longer have the freedom of speech. We'll no longer have the right to keep and bear arms. Our Constitution and our Bill of Rights therein are very, very valuable to us as a people. And we're watching the evisceration of those rights and values. In fact, I'm looking at an article here where a speech was made by a former DOJ head, William Barr. He says, this article is entitled, it's a little different subject, but it makes the point, Teaching Our Kids How to Hate America. It's from the American Renewal Project. And it's recapturing a speech from William Barr. Having relinquished America's 17th and 18th century Judeo-Christian heritage and biblically-based foundation, contemporary progressive America finds itself in the position of a blind man in a dark alley looking for a black cat, end quote. Quote, Americans thus can no longer make heads or tails of what constitutes absolute truth, thereby enabling the cultural Marxism and profane secular progressivism to serially adulterate the culture established by its Christian founders. Last week, U.S. Attorney General William Barr accepted an award named after former President Ronald Reagan's Attorney General Ed Meese. In his acceptance speech, he warned about, quote, the greatest threat to religious liberty in America today is the increasingly militant and extremely secular progressive climate in the state-run system today. Ladies and gentlemen, he further says, we're rapidly approaching the point, if we have not already reached the point, at which the heavy-handed enforcement of secular progressive orthodoxy through government-run schools is totally incompatible with traditional Christianity and other major religion traditions in our country. In light of the development, we must confront the reality that we may no longer be fair, practical, or even constitutional to provide further educational system as we know it today. And he goes on to talk about, as he calls it, the odious propagation of that which is taking place in our nation today, which absolutely is permeating all of society. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that Fauci lied and millions died. The question then for Americans, and it should be a relevant question for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America, how can we get our liberties back? How can we get our liberties? You know, the government has discovered that all they need to do is say to the churches is closed and preachers will lock the doors. Would you have ever believed that possible? Would you have ever believed that all the government would have to do is just give a verbal order that the churches must close and they would do so? Well, they've discovered that they can do so, and it's been done. Would you have ever believed that our Constitution would allow, it doesn't allow it, but they've done it anyway, the government, to simply say to all private business, all to all business where we have a right to work and earn a living, to just make a mandate and businesses would close. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've found that that's all they need to do. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, our progressively, we're watching our liberties and our freedoms and a free America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, being eviscerated, totally wiped out, taken away. And yet it's because of a lie. And the lie originated with Dr. Anthony Fauci. And the lie was perpetrated then through ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and all of the other news media, as well as all of the social media through big tech. They held the hands up of the lie of Dr. Fauci. Here's an article that says ABC reporter finally admits that we've all known about the media and the COVID lab leak theory. It's dated June 1st this year. Democrats, the establishment media, and big tech have all come around in recent weeks to the very plausible theory that the coronavirus pandemic originated in the lab in China. But it's stunning to see one of these people admit why the theory was so vehemently opposed. Quote, why was such a plausible theory shot down? According to ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl, it was dismissed because President Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo floated the idea publicly and because the Trump administration simply couldn't be trusted, end quote. Carl was speaking to ABC News' Martha Raddick about why the origins of COVID-19 are so important on Sunday's This Week show. When Raddick pointed out that the people who were once completely dismissive of the lab theory egged on their face today. We need to know how it started. Yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their faces today, Carl said. This was an idea that was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Donald Trump. And look, some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them, this writer said. And then there was a little subpoint, G, you think so? Question mark. Ladies and gentlemen, the lie that's been perpetrated, that doctors have believed, that medical workers have believed without surveying it, researching it, analyzing it themselves. Now, there's some few out there that understand what has taken place, that have talked about it, they've come against it. There's a whole group now is standing against the lies that's been told in the medical profession. America's frontline doctors, they've been standing for truth and trying to expose the lies that even medical professions in America today, hospital administrators, hospital workers, have believed. Those that are wearing the white jackets today with the stethoscope around their neck, somehow they believe the demonic, devilish lie that's been perpetrated that originated with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, and those that would want us to believe that somehow, some way, this pathogen escaped from a wet market in Wuhan, China, and not a created pathogen out of the Wuhan, China lab. That's the reason President Trump called it the China virus. And he was accused of being racist against Asians by making that statement. But he was exactly right. And the truth is just now coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And I pray that you're listening today. And if you disbelieve the truth, you'll wait long enough to find the truth. If you're not smart enough to go ahead and investigate, if you're ignorant enough to believe the devil's lie, then let it continue and the demonic lie. But here's an article that says, I love my freedom. A treasure trove of new emails from Dr. Fauci prove that he is guilty of far more crimes than we ever imagined. These emails prove he knew that COVID was created in a Chinese lab and masks don't work, but he told the public something very, very different, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. I've got the documents that prove that Anthony Fauci knew that he was lying, that Anthony Fauci knew that what he was saying was not truth, that Anthony Fauci, on his own recognizance and making the decision himself, determined that he's going to deceive the public, deceive the president, because he's been in the pocket of and controlled by who? China, the World Health Organization, which is a puppet for China. And Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, that's now retired and off the scenes, both of whom still serve on the board of directors for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Simply puppets for the greater scheme, ladies and gentlemen, of the global reset of bringing in a global governance, and you've got to destroy the constitutionality of the United States of America. You've got to destroy the free republic that we have in the United States of America. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Fauci in 2020. Quote, masks from drugstores are not really effective against the COVID virus. Dateline, June 2nd, 2021. The typical mask you buy, quote, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material. Let me just pause at this point, ladies and gentlemen. The pathogen itself is 1/10 of a micron. The average mask openings are 3 microns. So the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered by any naysayer, by any that's a paramedic or a physician. Can a 1/10 of a micron go through a 3 micron opening? The answer is yes. This article further says, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the longtime head of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, told the woman in an email dated February the 5th of 2020. Fauci also told the woman that masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring the infections. Quote, I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and medications, not masks, end quote. The email is one of thousands obtained from the Freedom of Information Act request by BuzzFeed News. The outlet published the email online. Fauci's agency did not respond to the request for comment. Other messages also dealt with the mask. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you some more from this extensive article. I'll just limit it. Other messages dealt with the mask. Also in February 2020, Fauci told a Greek reporter that the vast majority of people outside of China do not need to wear a mask at all. Adding a mask is more appropriate for someone who is infected than for people trying to protect themselves against the infection. End quote. Quote, transmission is similar to influenza, respiratory droplets, and likely a bit more as aerosol with the influenza. People can transmit even when they are asymptomatic, he told Robert Jeller, the vice president of the FHN, Family Health Care Center in Illinois, March 1st. However, as late as April the 6th, he told a hospital that they should not require workers to don a mask. Quote, I would keep the policy voluntary, but I would encourage employees to wear them, he said. About 2 weeks earlier, he told someone else that perhaps universal wearing of masks is the most practical way to go. April the 3rd, Fauci and other federal officials reversed earlier guidelines and recommended to the general public to wear a mask wherever you go, even if you are in the home or leaving your home, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been absolutely bombarded with false, fallacious, phony information coming out of Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci lied. Millions of people, 3.3 million around the globe, have died, and about 550,000 plus in America died because of Dr. Fauci's lying. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Health Institute, he is one that has caused the dilemma, the death and the devastation, the fear, the panic and the chaos in America today. His thumbprint is on every facet, every aspect of COVID-19 and where we are in America. Let me just give you a whole litany, little bullet points, if you will, of what Dr. Anthony Fauci has done. Dr. Fauci lied about the number of people that could be killed in America. He said 2.2 million people would die in America if they did not wear a mask, if we did not have total shutdowns in America. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, report, Fauci kept Trump in the dark, argued for experiments that could create pandemics, concerned that gain-of-function research, the process of altering a pathogen to make it more lethal and more easily transmissible in order to develop vaccines and other remedies to eradicate it, was too risky. The NIH placed a moratorium on the practice October of 2014. Federal funding was no longer be available for the research involving the tweaking of emphysema, MERS, M-E-R-S, and SARS, MERS or SARS viruses. In December 2017, the NIH announced that they were lifting the Obama-era ban on the use of federal funds for gain-of-function research. The organization issued statements that stated the gain of function research is important in helping us to identify, understand, and develop strategies and effective countermeasures against rapidly evolving pathogens that pose a threat to the general public, end quote. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, failed to notify the appropriate Trump administration officials of this development. A person wrote, an investigation by the Weekend Australian has also confirmed that Dr. Fauci did not alert senior White House officials before lifting the ban of gain-of-function research in 2017. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, let me translate. The gain-of-function was put on hold for any American scientist to do any research, primarily in the science lab in the University of North Carolina. I believe it's in Durham. That was put on hold 2014, and it says it will be put on pause through 2017. That pause ended. Dr. Fauci did not notify President Donald J. Trump, new president, 2017, did not notify him. So therefore, they continued the gain-of-function research. They reestablished it. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Fauci made sure that it would be continued. So he transferred it from the lab in North Carolina to the China Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China. It was paid for, $3.7 million with federal tax dollars paid out of the pockets of we the people. And then another $600,000 was transferred through the back door to an agency for a friend of his, a physician friend of his, that continued to carry on that. Dr. Peter Daszak was the one that was responsible for the oversight of the lab in Wuhan, China. Dr. Fauci had continual, according to the information that we're getting now from the requested Freedom of Request, Freedom of Information Act, where we've got about 3,200 emails. Dr. Fauci knew it. Dr. Fauci authorized it. Dr. Fauci funded it. Dr. Fauci then claimed when he was being interviewed by senators in Washington, claimed he didn't know anything about gain of function, that he never had anything to do with it, and he partially told the truth, but he was lying because he had authorized it to be paid through a second party, and then he could claim he knew nothing about it and did not have his thumbprint on it, but yes, he did. This article further says, ladies and gentlemen, the Weekend Australian spoke to multiple Trump administration insiders who confirmed that Dr. Fauci had never briefed them on the NIH decision to restore funding for the gain of function research. It's kind of a just got rammed through idea, the official told the publication. I think there's truth in the narrative that the National Security Council staff, the president, which was Donald Trump, and the White House chief of staff, those people were in the dark. That was switching, that the nation was switching back to the gain-of-function research. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci lied when he said 2.2 million would die. Dr. Fauci lied for the need of masks. First said that we would not need masks, and then he 3 weeks later said we'd need a mask, and he flip-flopped on that three or four different times after making that decision. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says COVID-19 leak denials were willful efforts to deceive. COVID-19 lab leak denials were willful efforts to deceive. This article reads, if only we lived in Fairyland today, where the little boy's observations of the emperor has no clothes snap the people back to reality. In modern America, however, the exposure of the delusional prevarications is met with a slug by the powers that be, who simply move on to the peddling of other untruths. For more than a year, government experts and their stenographers at our most prestigious medical and media outlets denied that it was clear to anybody with a modicum of common sense that the COVID-19 pandemic had originated in Wuhan, China, could have originated in the Wuhan, China lab where scientists were performing dangerous research of the gain of function into coronaviruses. Without solid proof for their pet theory that the virus spread from animals to humans, they dismissed any and all suggestions that the deadly pathogen might have leaked from the lab as the ramblings of racist conspiracists. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms enforced this party line by canceling those who dared to question it. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a total turnabout today. Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media that's been sequestering, that's been absolutely eviscerating, destroying our freedom of speech. They've been withholding the truth, and they've knowingly done so at the behest of Dr. Anthony Fauci. I've got documents in my hand that will validate the fact that Facebook and Dr. Fauci, that is Mark Zuckerberg with Dr. Fauci, email communication, where Zuckerberg took the responsibility of sequestering from the public the truth about the pathogen called COVID-19 and the source of that pathogen. And as a result of that, it was Facebook, Twitter, and other social media that continued to help Anthony Fauci to perpetrate the lie on American citizens, to keep American citizens in the dark, even some today going around with your mask on because it's a prideful thing, saying, I'm going to protect me and I'm going to protect you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, take your mask off. Don't try to protect me from anything that is out there. It is a fallacy. It's fraud. It's fake. It's phony. It's a lie from Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci said that the nation must be locked down to stop the COVID spread. A lie to make America, put America in a position to absolutely have that coup to overthrow the presidency of the United States of America and to force the compliance and the submission of the American citizens. There was no evidence, ladies and gentlemen, not one iota of scientific evidence that lockdowns have ever worked any place on the face of the globe, and yet Anthony Fauci whispered in the ear of President Donald J. Trump and suggested that's the only way. Dr. Fauci lied when he said that COVID-19 came out of the China wet market from a bat to a human being by the consumption of the bat meat. Dr. Fauci lied when he said that the virus definitely did not come from the China virology lab in Wuhan, China. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci lied when he said that he was not involved, nor did he know anything about the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan, China lab. Yet Dr. Fauci was the one that personally authorized the funding of the Wuhan, China lab. And yet he lied in Congress when he was asked the question by the senators about that, especially the two senators that took the stand, Senator Kennedy and Senator Rand Paul. When asked the question, Dr. Fauci lied and lied and lied some more. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci lied. 3.3 million people around the globe have died, and about 550,000 people in America died. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that is pertinent to the subject at hand. This article says, disease experts told Fauci in January 2020 that COVID looked potentially engineered. What does it mean, COVID was engineered? It means, ladies and gentlemen, they took the COVID pathogen and they spliced it with higher pathogens to make it become aerosoled and more deadly. Yes, it was a Dr. Frankenstein's lab, Anthony Fauci, that created what is known today as COVID-19. It's man-made, it is created, it is engineered to be deadly, and deadly it is. And yet Dr. Fauci is supposed to be the man in the white jacket, Lord Fauci, to come and save us all from that which he created. It's like Zuckerberg with creating the different online material that we could use on our computers, and then he goes back and he creates a virus, and then he goes back and sells us a virus patch to correct the virus that's on the software. That's what Dr. Fauci's done. He created the pathogen, and now he's wanting to tell us that he has Lord Fauci come lately to protect us from ourselves and the COVID pathogen that has spread around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, it was willful deceit. Here's an article. Dr. Fauci plotted with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to push COVID-19 fear porn, as they're calling it, before the 2020 election. New email disclosures obtained under the Freedom of Information FOIA Act have shown that the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, directed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, colluded with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to implement Orwellian through thought control from the beginning of the pandemic of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't stir you, nothing will. This article says Zuckerberg approached Fauci again with a proposal to do a propaganda on his behalf in order to make sure that the public was properly conditioned with fear over COVID-19 viruses. Quote, I wanted to send a note of thanks to you for your leadership and everything you're doing to make our country's response to the outbreak as effective as possible. Also wanted to share with you a few ideas of the ways that we could help you with your message at getting your message out. But I understand you're incredibly busy, so don't feel the need to reply unless you seem interested, he wrote. Zuckerberg explained how his platform was going to serve as Big Brother to restrict information about COVID-19 that had not been approved by Big Pharma cartel. This isn't public yet, but we're building, this is Zuckerberg, we're building a coronavirus information hub that we're going to put on top of Facebook for everyone, 200 million Americans plus 2.2 billion people worldwide, with two goals. Number one, to make sure that people can get authoritative information from a reliable source, Dr. Fauci. Number two, encourage people to practice social distance and get people the idea of doing so is there in their internet tools. This will be live within the next 48 hours, he wrote in an email March the 20th to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Further, he says, a certain part of this hub, I think, would be useful to include a video from you, that is from you, Dr. Fauci, for people who people trust and want to hear from, experts rather than just a bunch of agencies and political leaders. This could be done in a number of formats if you're open to it. Goes on to talk about your idea and proposal sounds terrific. This is Fauci. Sounds terrific. I'll be happy to do the video. We need to reach as many people as possible to convince them to take mitigation strategies seriously and things that we must get done, and we must get the people prepared for that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a lie that's been perpetrated upon American citizens through Facebook and other social media at the behest of Dr. Anthony Fauci to lie, and to lie some more to the general public. And as a result of that, it's put America in a position of great decline. It's put America in the position of destroying our constitutional republic. It's put America in position of losing our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms. Yes, those two amendments, the First and Second Amendment, both have been absolutely eviscerated in some way destroyed and some way infringed upon in the United States of America in the past 18 months. Ladies and gentlemen, Washington Post just labeling the lab leak as debunked conspiracy theory was totally wrong. We've been lied to by Dr. Fauci. And what I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, in these closing seconds, is that we the people, we need to stand, we need to speak up, be heard, be seen, stop wearing the mask, stop bowing, stop bending, stop being compliant with every organization that you walk into that say you've got to have a mask. Say, we're free citizens, we'll not bow and we'll not bend. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.